This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
There is a new documentary airing tonight on PBS about one of the most successful businessmen in the history of this country, Henry Ford. His Model T revolutionized middle-class life in America a little more than a century ago. Sarah Colt wrote, produced, and directed tonight's episode of American Experience about Henry Ford, and she joins us now. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Well, thanks for being here. And I want to say that as I watch this film, I can't help but compare Henry Ford to Steve Jobs, because he's not just a businessman. He is a guy that really got the American consumer in a very unique way.
Well, that's so funny that you say that, because I have to say, you know, Henry Ford, I really worked very hard to try to understand. And so actually, as part of my process, I ended up reading the biography of Steve Jobs by Walter Isaacson. In some ways, I see it as they're both visionaries. Henry Ford very early on has this vision that the car can be made sturdy enough and cheap enough to be sold to a much larger percentage of the population than just the top, you know, 1%, the wealthiest.
One of the amazing things about Henry Ford, who was at the time one of the most powerful businessmen in America, is he despised the wealthy and hated the people that invested in him. I want to listen now to historian Douglas Brinkley. This is from your film.
He never wanted to be part of the social elite. He didn't want to interact with Biff and Buff and know the Rockefellers. And he did not care an iota for those people. What he cared about were the fellow people who could talk machinery with him.
Now, what was that about?
Well, so Henry Ford, you know, hadn't completed more than eighth grade in school, and he really identified with the working man. He connected with farmers and sort of people who worked with their hands. You know, he didn't like the East Coast elite. He didn't like bankers. He had a aversion to Wall Street. So he was one of the wealthiest men in the world at a certain point, but he really always wanted to be considered a working man, not a member of the elite.
What is the biggest part of Henry Ford's legacy? When we look at the cars that are on the streets today, what stands out to you as still a remnant of this guy?
You know, we live the way we do today because of Henry Ford. Cars were not going to be for the regular person until Henry Ford came along. Now, somebody else may have come up with that idea, but he really was a revolutionary, and he really changed how we live. And everything about how we live today in the United States is thanks to Henry Ford, for better or for worse.
American Experience presents Henry Ford, airs on your local PBS station tonight. Sarah Colt, filmmaker, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks so much for having me.